viewpoint, because I am telling the what kind of actually association we are looking. This we are staying together only for one stage. This we are showing this in us on the stage, but practically it is very difficult. Because we are expanding our societies out of our capacity. Each society they are expanded out of their capacity. So all leaders are engaged there to control their society. So practically they have no time to unite it again and again. Think is actually so constructive things. We are thinking but not acting in this way. Because of that reason I am telling this teenage example. Let us just example, I gave one example. I was approaching, actually it was
actually 2 years back.
It was one fighting amongst our Sampradaya, Babaji Sampradaya and Gauriya Srila Prabhupada groups, Bhakti Sarasvati group. Babaji was always criticizing us. We have no any Guru Parampara. We have no any anything. So many things. They are spreading message. Lots of innocent devotees, they give up our Sampradaya and joined with them. Taking Babaji, doing nonsense things, being Madhukari, then keeping some Matajis, because of that is actually nonsense thing. So finally Narayan Maharaj wrote one book against Babaji.
What Narayan Maharaj?
Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Against Babaji, when fighting started. So we had one school, the Samananda Vidya Pit, together. School made, and financially made by us, and it was their land. On their land we made school. We like to show one example, we are together. But when the fighting starts, they kick all of us. Then we are on the road. We have no school at Vrindavan. So Narayan Maharaj approach us, all of us. Please open one. We should be together and open one school. Our Gauriya school. The school name is Srijiva Saraswata Sanskrit Vidyalaya.
One more.
Srijiva Saraswata Sanskrit Vidyalaya. Then we had no place for that. I approach one of our property at Vrindavan, Kesihat. Kesihat, by my request, Narayan Maharaj struck this school immediately. I must call one meeting, all we are there. All of means, you know, it should be the leader of all society. Instead of leader of society, we are there only two leaders, Narayan Maharaj and me. And from other societies they came, like general member of society. So because of that reason, I am telling teenage adult. Understand? We like to do, but we had not enough time to join for our emergency purpose. So that is until the teeny result.
Maharaj, I would like to ask my personal questions. You have many Maharajas, they think about peaceful mood, about amicable mood in communication with another Vaishnavas. But actually, Vaishnavas, they fight with each other, and a lot of Vaishnavas, they fight with Narayan Maharaj. And I do not understand why do they fight, why do they fight with Narayan Maharaj. And we came to Shiva Goswami Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj, he belonged to Math of
Narayan
Maharaj. And he told to us that Narayan Maharaj, he made a lot of offenses. I cannot understand the first, why Vaishnavas, they speak about amicable mood, but actually they fight with each other. It's his first question. And why do they fight? Just most of all, they fight with Narayan Maharaj. Tell me, just if you want, if you have a time, just tell me, give a reply to me.
This is nice question. We are talking about amicable mood, but practically we don't like to amicable relations each other. This is true. In this sense, it is true. Actually, what is the mood of Srila Prabhupada for establishing those kind of society? We are deviated from that point. Because it was mood for spreading the message of Srimad Mahaprabhu. Instead of that, we are going to be guru cult. Guru cult means my guru is the highest. You can see the all books they are printing. First class picture of Gurudev. But Rupa Goswami's picture, we are telling Rupanugo picture, maybe no books. No. Where instead of Mahaprabhu spreading message of Mahaprabhu, we are spreading Gurudeva's glories. This is called Guru cult. So we are trying to glorifying Gurudev instead of Mahaprabhu's. Though it is true, Guru is the light of our bhajan, but we are keeping too much intention for with the name of Mahaprabhu's devotee. So in this way, there is different society, different mood. Their mood of Gurudev. So actually, though we are acting guru, acting like guru, but practically we have lack of bhajan. We are in lack of bhajan. Because of that reason, we are also preaching to our devotees for our camp. We should be fanatics. We should talk guru. Should be fanatic. Due to fanaticism is going on. We are just fighting how to make our camp big. This kind of fighting. Because of this. Because of that reason, all camp fighting each other.
Even in Russian we have such a notion. This notion is transcendental fighting between...
No, this is not transcendental fight.
Not transcendental, but we use this notion.
This is not transcendental fight. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam has an explanation. Gradually, religion will be or occupation. It is going to go like that way. Devotees, they are telling we should defend absolutely, we should give up everything for Mahaprabhu. but we are fighting with Mahaprabhu's devotees. For what? For our livelihood. For maintaining our livelihood. If we think very deep way, it is that, it's like that. No one has actually brought, we are not thinking broad scale. Broad scale is we should fight with impersonalism, against impersonalism. But instead of that, we are fighting with us, amongst us. Narayan Maharaj bad, Govinda Maharaj bad, Puri Maharaj Kanishtha Adhikari, then ISKCON is Sahajiya, Narayan Maharaj preaching Ragamargo. I don't know if he is preaching Ragamargo or not. If he preach in Western world, this parokya ras, this is so glorious prasad of Western world, because they are habituated to enjoy parokya ras. You know, in Western world you can see the one woman, she has three married, one man, he has five married. They are habituated. But this kind of association is not good for our Mahaprabhus. It was not motto of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was discussing this kind of mood, parokya ras, in very closely with his intimate associate, who was this Raya Ramananda Sarup Namodar. Where? Very small room, Gambhira. This is not discussable for everywhere. I don't know if he is doing or not. He is so much senior than me. I respect him from my heart. Because when I was born, he joined to society before me. So how I have no right to fight against him. I don't know which sense, but in my idea, as per my knowledge, I am telling, this is the Western world, this is not fit for the preaching of Raga Marga. They need first Saranagati. Then they need some chanting for cure their heart. For curing their heart. Otherwise, it is not possible to realize the Raga Marga. They will use in material way. Radha Krishna's parokya, taste, ras, will use in their way. This is going to the Sahajiya. I hope Narayan Maharaj is not doing this mistake. Our vision is mistake, but he is senior Vaishnava, how I can claim it against him? I have no right to this. And especially I have no right to that. Because Narayan Maharaj, he joined to the mod maybe more than 50 years. My age not 50 years. My age only 36 years now. How I can claim?
Насчет Говинда Махараджа. Расскажите про Говинда Махараджа. Вот он приехал, такого еще не было. Лично мы не встречали, чтобы ачарьи брали кого-то свои спутники, личность вне организации, совершенно свободную от таких привязанностей. В чем причина? Кто такой Говинда Махарадж? Почему он едет с вами?
Okay. Please tell us about, please introduce to us Говинда Махарадж. The first part and the second part. It is a unique situation when Vaishnava, just Guru, the leader of one spiritual organization, take with himself Vaishnava who do not belong to this organization and do not belong to another spiritual organization. Why do you associate?
No, Govinda Maharaj has organization. He belongs to our origin mot, mool mot, Chaitanya mot. But due to certain circumstances, he is not staying here since long time, maybe more than 20 years. But in mind he is connected with them. He is disciple of Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj. And actually he has one idea about Western world. So because of that reason he was approaching me, Maharaj, if you have any chance to take me, you please bring me there. And I was thinking also these kind of pure Vaishnavas, if he goes and bestow his blessings to all the Vaishnavas here, they can be benefited. For that purpose, the devotees actually benefit for the here devotees benefit and bringing him here. And also I like him. His mood, I like him. He's very straightforward. And he also took initiation from, sannyas initiation from my Gurudev. This way I have some connection with him. And if I face any cultural problem means, you know, they need some Sanskrit slope. He can immediately, if I give some qualities in our language, he makes Sanskrit slope in this way. So he has those kind of qualities. And I have no any confliction with him since now. Still now I have no any kind of confliction. Outside, I don't like to conflict any with any Vaishnavas. This is my nature. Because of that reason, I am bringing him. And also, this is true. Actually, one organization, they are not agreed to bring any other organization people. But due to my relationship, I am bringing him. Not only that, I like to show this kind of example, this to the public, this Vaishnavas free from envy. They should not give any envy, enviousness, free from violence. Because, oh, I am here, I should take all this benefit. Why you bring this kind of nature in our Bengal like that? So I like to destroy this mood. I show this example. With me, everybody can go. Everybody can walk as per their wish, but not break the rule. Like God give us free will, but if we misuse the free will, then God arrest us by their police illusion. Like I can give one example. One car has free will to go ahead and there, but car has driver. Car will go as per the driver mode. So God give us free will, the driver is God. If we break his law, so he will give us punishment. Understand? Like on a horse. Horse has right to walk, but horse is controlled by driver. When he uncontrolled, he'll be in harm. He'll face lots of problem. Understand? So Vaishnavas have free will, but they should use in proper way for the benefit, ultimate benefit of Mahaprabhu's preaching. If we use this, then we will save. If we not use, we will be in Guru cult. In Guru cult, fighting each other. Unless you are fighting, I am big, I am biggest than others. They are wrong, I am right, they are wrong, I am right. What is this? This is the nature of enviousness. This is the proof of enviousness. We should destroy first. I am telling this, I have also some. Innerly, inside I have also this kind of mood. So, this mind I want to destroy first. Everyone should destroy first. Otherwise it is very difficult to preach. Instead of preaching, we are doing religious business. Isn't it?
But Maharaj, we look at you as a prophet child. Always that way we look at you.
Мараш, там много преданных, мы не хотели отнимать много времени, поэтому последний вопрос.
Мараш, it is excellent to us to speak with you, but a lot of people are gathering outside, and we would like to ask you about the last, we would like to ask you last question.
Что вы думаете о проповеди в интернет? И, возможно, ну, это хороший инструмент. Что вы думаете об этом?
Okay,
Maharaj, может быть, какие-то пожелания читателям?
Okay, Maharaj, please tell us, what do you think, what is your opinion about internet preaching, preaching through the internet, and what is your wish, can you wish something to internet readers?
Mahaprabhu had desire, this prithivite ache jato nagaradigam, sarvatra prachar huime mor naam. How many villages and cities around the universe, everywhere my name will spread out. It was the desire of Mahaprabhu. The internet is the proper channel to distribute each and everywhere. So internet preaching is very, very excellent preaching. And I agree that.
It is like kind of nectar to his heart.
And also devotees are going here and there, but we are human body. We have no time to go each places to distribute those message. The internet is doing this on behalf of us. So this is good. And what else?
Can you make some wishes to the readers of internet? Can tell some words to them.
What do you want to say in the finish?
Internet, I like to spread. I like to pray to Mahaprabhu if it is more developed scientifically. It is good for our preaching. Not only good, if material person they are spreading their advertisement, they are selling their goods by the internet, so why not we have no right to spread the message of Sriman Mahaprabhu, the message of all Vaishnavas, the message of Rupa, Sirupa, Sirup Goswami, Sikh Goswami's message. Why not we should pray, why we are not preaching this message of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Satya Goswami, message of our Gurudev, message of Vaishnavas, message, our opinion in favor of Vaishnavas. This is good for us. Internet is very, very excellent and limb, excellent media, excellent media for us. I appreciate this. And if it is possible to developing more, I also appreciate that. But you know, science is blessings and science is curse. When we use in favorable way, it will be a blessing for us. When we use in bad way, it will be curse for us. Like television. Television we are using for making money. How to make people mind very dirty, make some money, because dirty mind makes some money. Money is dirty, you know.
Yeah.
Association, birds of same feather flock together, you know. What kind of nature I have, I should find out that kind of people's nature. Right? I should go there. So money is dirty. If I make people's mind dirty, then I can make money. They are spreading such kind of advertisements which is very dirty and spoil our society. So why, if they are using this way, so we have also right to preach another way. So be black and white, you know, side by side. People will choose. It's good. Scientifically it is developed. If it is more developed, yeah, I appreciate that.
Rajput joined to Gurupriya's project, the center of Harikatha.
Okay, okay.
We ask you about so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.